Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this. Can I just say thank you? Thank you for tuning in. I mean, you're the best. 3 years ago, I started a podcast and I promised to be back, but I didn't back. I don't know if I can say, I won't say I'm back now, but enjoy this episode. My name is Nifemi. I don't know the rest. There's not much introduction about me. I love watching movies and I love reading novels too. I enjoy being in other people's stories. I just like immersing myself in other people's story, and this passion is what has bettered this podcast. The MRP, the movie review podcast. I've been doing movie reviews on my WhatsApp status for a year plus now, and now I have graduated to fully talking about it and hopefully getting feedbacks from you. Feel free to send me movies you'd like me to review or send in your own personal review. I don't know if I can say I'm your host. I do hope you enjoy this as much as I plan to. So let's get right into it. Seriousness. Anikulapo, the one with death in his pouch. Such an interesting name. Yoruba is so interesting, but that's not what we're talking about today. So yeah, before I watched this movie, I heard a lot of reviews about it. So most people said the series was not necessary. And for those that don't know, Anikulapo is the movie. There was an initial movie before, then Anikulapo Rise of the Spectra is a series prelude. Drama class. But yeah, and the series is what we're going to be reviewing today. Personally, I enjoyed watching the series. The main movie was dope. I enjoyed it. But I don't think the series was unnecessary. I personally read the movie a 7 over 10. Yes. IMDb rated it 6.3 over 10. But then everybody loves Larry, so it ends the extra rating. That's why I'm giving it a 7 over 10. I just love the characters in the movie. My favorite characters will be Bimbo Adeboye, the actor as Arolake, and Lai Wasabi, the ghost. I love the intensity that was put into the costumes and the way of life. And I also love the way the actors and actresses acted like it was their lifestyle, like they acted like they were telling a story about themselves. I was most especially amazed at Latif Adedimeji, that's Awolarum, Bashirun's son. I feel like in real life, I've not confirmed this information, he's barely older than Bashirun, that's how I feel. But yet, I'm sure the age difference is not that much. But he acted so real that I could almost believe, I was almost convinced that he was his son in real life. And that is just impressive acting. I just have to give that a thumbs up. If you haven't watched the movie, it is the part where you pause, close and come back. Because there will be spoilers from here on. And if you are like me that hate spoilers, I do not want to ruin the movie for anybody. So please do well to close the podcast now, and you can come back to listen to it later. Okay, yeah. So to continue, if you don't mind spoilers, let's get this going. Let's continue. The characters that stood out to me, I already mentioned Awolarum. Please pardon my Yoruba, I'm quite terrible. Except Awolarum acting as a son, the friend zone, Omo, and it was not only him, along with Akim, those two men were terribly friend zoned without pity. Awolarum was in bestie zone. He was friends from childhood with Omo Wumi and all of that, and Baba was in love. Baba was expecting wedding plans. Meanwhile, Omo Oba only loved him as a friend. Jason. I'll be back to her anyways. Then Akin saw a random stranger, he fell in love and thought that if he did everything she wanted for her, she would love him too. Baba spoke all the love languages. spoke all the love languages but her heart. Her heart was distributed elsewhere, and it was very pathetic to watch, I'm not going to lie. But then again, that's real life. Just pray that you don't fall in love with someone that is in love. In fact, right now, repeat after me and say, I will never, or I will not fall in love with someone that is in love. Can I hear an amen? Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear another amen? Because honestly, it is not a good life to live. Now, still on the love matter, dear mother, to the guys that are listening to me, or to the girls, I don't know, let's just say, based on this movie, to the guys, get money, get the bag, because without money your love will smell. Because look at Awolaran and Kuranga. By looks, Awolaran is finer. Awolaran loved Damo. Awolaran was good for her, but Kuranga was a prince and he had more influence and he had more money. So who did she choose? Kuranga. And that's just reality. It's sad that just very few women are not materialistic, and if you have a woman that is not materialistic, you may just be lucky. Now, I'm not even saying that being materialistic is bad, but it's bad for you if you don't have the material. That's it's just the way it is. So yeah, it not well for Moba though, and I think it was only right that the king released her to the other people. She, that's what she chose now, in sickness and in health. It's just sad that that death could not do her part with him. But then Sha, the Olories, oh my god. First, can I say that they are the cause of everything that happened? Let's just say they are the cause of everything that happened. Let's talk about their jealousy. The second and the third wife, I mean, you married a married man, king in this case, and you don't think you will keep on getting married, eh? I don't get it. I know women, what do you used to think that you are some kind of special person, is the love of his life? I don't get it. Someone is married, you marry him, what do you think? If you marry somebody else, it will stop. It's not gonna stop. But that's never what we're talking about again today. The jealousy to Arolake was one of the reasons why she fell for Saro. Emphasis on one of the reasons, because her father betrothing her to the king was also another reason. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the series, not the main movie. Yeah, this same jealousy is what got that spy man killed. I mean, I didn't get his name. I don't even know if his name was mentioned in the movie. But yeah, his head was they sliced Baba head. But I'm a pot calling kettle black in this situation. But still, I mean, enjoy the gift and expect a new wife now. Abi, she now, when the first wife was like, "We gon' cut the cabbage, but she let me alone," I was like, "Oh, I felt it," because I mean, Mama, Baba, King don't marry like three wives after her. What does she want to use jealousy to do? Mama was literally set on living her best life, leaving no space for jealousy, and that was it. Still on this jealousy issue, Akin getting jealous in talking stage was hilarious. You need to agree with me that that's like the worst kind of jealousy, because you're not even a teen yet and you're getting jealous. again, drag your ears and listen to me. Don't go and fall in love with someone that is emotionally unavailable, because I can keep talking about this movie until tomorrow, literally. But lastly, let's talk about heartbreak. Saro was the ultimate heartbreaker. Seeing Arolake, the first part of this movie, like the first scene, I think, seeing Arolake traveling with a broken heart, it just came to me that this world moves on. Despite whatever you're going through, whatever you think you're going through, life is going on. Life is not waiting for you to heal up or to get better. Life is going, and you just have to keep going at that pace, and it can get exhausting. You will notice how she would want to open up to Akin, and then she remember that she opened up to Saro, and Saro broke her heart, and because of that, she would just lock up. God help us again. Don't fall in love with someone that is emotionally unavailable. And you, if you know that you are going through shit, don't go and be involving yourself with someone. Don't put them through that. It's not a fair thing to go through, because honestly, I don't want to live the life that Akin lived, because even until the end of the movie, she still wasn't having him after everything he did for her. Then La Torreira is another heartbreak person. She fell in love with a spirit. Ew. Hey, I mean, this movie, one thing this movie has done for me is to be careful. I start thinking that spirits are everywhere now. Anybody I see talking to themselves, I just assume that you are, what's this word, Akudaya, because that was what it was in the series. I just assume that you can see spirits and you're talking to them. Literally, that's what this movie has done to me. And just imagine, one moment you have an husband and the next thing you don't. You don't know anything that happened. He didn't die, he wasn't in prison, nothing. Then you just have an husband and then you don't. And you're left with a child. That's just crazy. But then again, Ada did not approve of the marriage and she didn't ever tell her mom. So maybe she deserved it. We can never say. Then her mom, Awaru, yes, that was her name. I think sugar baby is coming to marry the sugar parents' children is quite common and it is hilarious. I can't imagine the pain for you. Imagine next thing you're seeing your sugar baby coming to say, mommy, this is my husband. And you're like, the same guy. This boy that I've, let's not go there. But yeah, you get the point. You get what I'm saying. Then at the end, when I wanted to say that the sugar mom could not even do anything about it. She could not say you cannot marry this man again or anything because the child. But then, I don't think any of my listeners are going to be sugar parents, so let's just leave that. At the end, when all of Saro women sat down with Junior Saro, that was symbolic. I still want to talk about Saro and stuff, but there's not even time. I mean, this thing's already going past the time I had set. But then again, let's just say, when Layu was, you know, the ending part, when Layu was insulting that Bashirun guy, and Bashirun was looking at him threateningly and was like, "Ewoloju, wansha le pamilorun," guys, that was very funny. I hold hard. But then, for someone that is shy of speaking Yoruba and all of that, I enjoyed watching this movie because I don't know, it made me fall in love with Yoruba more. I just loved the accent, the Oyo accent and everything. I enjoyed it. I loved it, and I feel like it's better than African magic that has diluted Yoruba and everybody's trying to form accent and put English into it. Let's not do that today. One day we'll talk about how whack African magic is. No offense to the African magic people, kisses. I couldn't even talk about how Arolake kept meeting up with spirits. I mean, not to go sleep for evil forest like this, so because I think we all want our like spouse, all of us do. But that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed talking. What's your rating of the movie? You can send me your rating on WhatsApp. I would really appreciate that. I mean, forget if we are friends or anything, or if we don't talk, please send me your rating of the movie. Do you agree with everything I said? Is there something else you want to add? And then feel free to send me a message on what you think. Like I said, send me movies you want me to review. I'll catch you later. I hope to do one review every week. So next week, be there, same time, same place. I love you, and you love me too. Bye.